60-degree weather brought out an even larger crowd than usual for the annual Plaza lighting ceremony, and 11 Plaza stores were open so celebrants could get an early start on Black Friday. Friday shopping crowds were large. A nationwide protest over pay and benefits turned out demonstrators at some Walmart stores, but the stores were fully staffed and shopping unobstructed. Kansas City's City Council cracked down on after-hours party houses. Councilman Scott Wagner said until now it was very difficult for police to do anything about them, even the ones that were selling liquor without a license.
They would have to be invited in. They would have to be able to make a buy of alcohol or drugs in that place, identify all the people that they came into contact with, then get a warrant to then go back in, identify the same people, and actually make an arrest at that point.
Wagner says the new law changes that.
Through this ordinance, we have an ability for immediate action, because if the police department comes up and they see a crowd, which in some cases can be 100, 150, 200 people at a single residence, they can then order that dispersal.
Consequences under the new ordinance can also include fines up to $1,000 and jail time. The council also took step two in its effort to bring ambulance response times back within goals established before new 911 screening protocols were introduced. The council expanded the board that advises the ambulance service, adding another council member and an emergency medical physician not affiliated with the ambulance service. Ed Ford sponsored the plan.
I think this will give us a more balanced committee than what we have now, which is dominated by the fire department.
Since the changes in dispatching, only about 63% of ambulance responses were meeting the 9-minute or under goal. After what looked like a reprieve, about 200 Hostess Brands employees in Lenexa got layoff notices, most of them immediate, after last-minute mediation with the Bakers Union hit impasse. Hostess will liquidate. Chris Kobach offered a critical rebuttal of college students who picketed his office, charging that his controversial immigration law work for other states was taking time from his duties as Kansas Secretary of State.
Evidently, they want me to set aside the Secretary of State's duties and talk immigration policy, and I draw a very clear line between what I do as Secretary of State and what I do regarding trying to stop illegal immigration.
Kobach also proclaimed the Kansas voter photo ID law a success, saying the new law resulted in only 717 provisional ballots out of more than a million. He didn't comment on the outcomes of those challenges. Wrapping up the week, a lawyer who tweeted negative comments about Phil Klein during his Kansas Supreme Court hearing on ethics charges against him was fired from her job as a research attorney for the state. Sarah Peterson may end up facing ethics charges herself. And three men and a woman were charged with the execution-style killing of three persons and the wounding of a fourth in Independence last week. Police say the killers thought they would find money and drugs at the house they invaded. This is KCUR.